This is Ted Kennedy. Miracles still happen. President Bush has compromised on the minimum wage. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush has finally seen the light on the minimum wage. Actually, it was the light of the congressional freight train bearing down on him. The president got out of the way just in time and climbed aboard himself. It's a good compromise, Al. A 25% increase in the minimum wage over the next year and a half. Both sides gave up some things, but the administration's concessions were significant. For months, the president had threatened to veto any such compromise. That position was untenable, and the president was right to abandon it. The real winners are the working poor, who now get the first minimum wage increase in 9 years. What tipped the balance? Lobbyists for the president's capital gains tax cut for the rich got tired of hearing Congress ask, "What about the minimum wage for the working poor?" Now the White House has finally agreed to stop playing Scrooge.
Yeah, but Scrooge had hallucinations. So do you. Democrats control Congress, Ted. You could have passed a wage bill to help the poor months ago. Legislation is the art of compromise, Ted. You've forgotten that. George Bush proposed the first real compromise last year regarding minimum wage. This isn't any victory for the working poor that you prattle about, Ted. They are the first to feel the pressure of lost job opportunities which go with a raise in the minimum wage. Fortunately, Bush's idea of a youth wage was kept in the final package, so employers may be able to provide that first crucial job to many young people by using the lower youth wage. It's sad that the youth wage period is shorter than the president's original plan, but why not ram it to the young people in this country, Ted? They're strong and tough, and they can take it, right? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Daffy Danny Ortega. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.